everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Mr. Crowley. Hey, Smiles.
Mr. Crowley.
I know. I heard that the other day, man. I was like, man, it's such a good song.
Oh, you know what I heard the other day?
What?
Oh, shit. Material what? Issue.
Really?
Yeah, it was on the radio. I was like, God, I love that song.
Valerie's Husband.
No, it wasn't Valerie's Husband. It was another one by those guys. But that's the one I ended up singing was Valerie's Husband. So.
Wonder what it was.
I can't see. All I can remember was that they sang the Valerie Loves Me song that became Valerie's Husband.
Yeah.
It was funny. Valerie's husband caught me in her office again.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
he's looking straight at me. Valerie's husband! Yeah. I was like, that's such great chase music.
Yeah.
But it was a Material Issue song, which was, you know, big back in the day, I guess you'd say. At this point.
Diane's got everything.
Yeah.
Helicopter. Was it that one?
It could have been. But they had a couple, three songs that were good, so.
Was it a fast song?
Yeah, it was a faster song.
I said not right now.
But they had that was a good band. I whatever happened to those guys? But anyway,
the lead singer killed himself.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Jim something. Yeah, he blew his brains out or something. I think. He's
well, that's lovely.
In a car.
But that was Material Issue was great. I was just like, wow, listen to that.
I'm
playing it on the radio. Get out of here. I was driving around. I think I was driving in the horrible snowstorm, the first one, which took me 2 fucking hours to get home in the snow because everybody is a retard whenever it snows around here. It's like they never seen this stuff. Ah, snowy. It's amazing. Look at that. It's like God's dandruff. And and I'm trying to get home, and it's like, you know, everybody's like looking out the window or something. I don't know what the hell is going on. And let me tell you, the worst thing about driving when the snow is happening like that, no lines. There was you can't see the lines, and everybody was all the fuck over the place. And there was I was on a 4-lane highway, right, with 3 lanes of traffic. Because nobody could figure out the lines. It was like a miracle. I'm trying to get home. It takes me an hour, which normally takes about 10 minutes to get to the bridge to cross the river, Mississippi River. It took me an hour to get to the bridge. And just as I'm getting up to the bridge to cross over, which you have to be in, you know, a certain lane and everything to catch the ramp, it's supposed to be 4 lanes of traffic and you know, semis and everybody. It's only 3 lanes. And in front of me opens up a lane.
Uh-huh.
And I start driving down it thinking that I'm going to be killed at any moment. Because there's nobody in this lane. There's absolutely nobody in the lane. And so what I do on the way home is you play this game. And this happens whether it's snowing or not. But you play this game where you try to go as fast as you can.
Right.
And then cut in to to the ramp lane, right?
Uh-huh.
And then with the snow, it's just a little more added danger, and the whole cutting in part becomes really bad because you're not going to stop. And so I'm running up this lane that just opens up out of nowhere, and I was probably doing like 50 miles an hour, and everybody else is creeping along, and I cut in front of a semi to get in the lane to get over the bridge, but it was just everything was fine, no problems, but it was amazing how it's like everybody's like ass backwards driving all over the place trying to switch lanes. There's no lines, and I'm like, isn't this a 4-lane highway? And there's only everybody's like all off kilter, trying to see around the other person kind of situation. And it was just I drive up in this lane open, and there's nobody in it, literally. And I just thought, at any moment, a semi is going to pull out in front of me, and I'm just going to get smashed. But I looked at it. Still took me another hour to get home once I crossed the bridge because of everybody in wondrous awe of Mother Nature, I guess. But but once you get across that bridge, man, that's when you know it's like it's like you can you know you're It's like Great Escape, you know, where the hole was like 15 feet too short, you know?
Right, right.
Oh, we're not across the line. We're not in the woods. We're out in the open. And but once you get across the bridge, it's like you're out in the woods, you know, you just take off running. I'm like James Coburn on the bicycle.
Uh-huh.
Trying to speak French and everything. I just couldn't believe it, though. It was crazy. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. But that's what snow will do, you know. When there's no lines, it's like total chaos. And everybody invents a lane. And then basically the mob rules. And so everybody ends up lining up behind somebody. And so, yeah, it was just a, you know, freedom! And just waiting for that. I was waiting for my head to explode like Running Man or something.
Right.
Don't! The Twitch is going to go back on. Don't! Dweezil, what are we doing?
Look, a lane has opened up.
That's right.
Oh, jeez.
Exactly. So that was like, oh, I was like, wow. But then Material Issue was on at some point during that drive, and so.
There you go.
Like, oh, I love that song. Whatever it was. But I was just thinking of Valerie's husband. I was thinking about you gawking at Valerie, your building manager or whatever. And you used to hang out in her office and try to, like, you know, is there any chance you could just, like, pee in this trash can for me? Just because I like to watch you pee, please.
Oh, man, please.
But she was married, and her husband would stop by, and so, therefore, he'd wonder what the hell this kind of, you know, what's Barney Rubble hanging out in the office for here?
You die with old pee-pee?
Well, you know me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was me, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that really wasn't my story, but I guess I carried on long enough with that. We'll just say it is, and we'll just call it the terrible weather and the traffic and so forth. So. But material issue, you just don't, you know, they don't write songs like that anymore from the early
90s.
They don't,
man. They don't.
Oh, I was hoping to hear Speedy Motorcycle then after that, but I guess that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, no, you're not going to hear that.
That's probably not going to play on mainstream radio. Speedy Motorcycle, won't you take me? Speedy Motorcycle, won't you take me to a world where snow is falling? It's beautiful.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I have never seen it snow before. I drove through Nashville one time when it snowed and it was icy. And I saw, I mean, this is probably the worst, one of the worst driving experiences. I was heading to Atlanta and, I must have saw four accidents happen right in front of me as I was driving because these people had no clue. When you hit the brakes, when it's icy, that you slide. It was just amazing. Yeah, this Lincoln
flashers.
Yeah, Lincoln Continental just took out like two cars, man. It was just like piled up on the side of the road.
Just do what they do in Chicago. Put on your flashers, and that's like your force field.
Well, in Chicago, now those people know how to drive in the weather, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Those are some hardcore fucking people up there, I want to tell you. If they let those people into the Super Bowl, Bears would be the winners, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. There you go.
You just randomly pick people in rush hour in Chicago.
Right.
They got bigger cojones than any of the Bears do. I want to tell you that. You know what I've driven up there. These people will decide on the ramp, they're driving on the ramp, that they don't want to go on that ramp. And they will just turn off into the grass and take off back down the highway.
They don't give a shit.
They'll say, fuck the ramp. Fuck the ramp. I'm gonna go the wrong fucking way on the toll. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do.
You're right.
And they have nice cars, too.
And they don't give a shit. Yeah,
they don't give a shit.
They don't.
That's probably, I don't, yeah, St. Louis has got nothing on Chicago driving, let me tell you.
Thank you.
There are a bunch of pussies down here compared.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my goodness. So what do you got going on?
Well, this is not my story, but first of all, I'd like to wish myself a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday.
Once again, my birthday's missed by Bob, but, you know, it's okay.
If I ever really catch it, will that be, you know?
That would blow my mind.
Well, I was going to say.
My mind. That
exactly.
Would blow my mind.
If
yeah.
I was lucky enough to catch my wife's birthday, I think that would be another one there. So I'm so self-absorbed that I cannot remember people's birthdays. So
let me ask you a question.
Grecian formula.
Have you ever noticed? I've had like a lot of stories about my wife's best friend on this show.
You have a thing about you really want to stick your dick in your wife's best friend. Yes, I believe that.
Desiree.
Yes.
And that's what I thought, too.
And any orifice that's available at the time, even between the toes.
And I think I realized I've been duped this whole time.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I've realized I'm enabling the enabler, okay?
Okay. I don't know if I totally get this, but go ahead.
My wife has this whole codependent relationship with her best friend. You
okay,
know?
Yeah.
Like, if her best friend... We'll need help.
Wait, did you just say? Did you just say breast friend?
Her best friend, not breast friend.
If we play that back.
I probably said breast. Yes, I probably said it. Yeah, no. No, my wife will take a bullet for her best friend. You know?
Her breast friend, yes.
Your breast friend. I don't, whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I don't.
Okay.
I mean, it's like above and beyond friendship.
Okay.
You know, with getting favors done and things done.
Sure, sure.
And now I realize I'm getting sucked into this whole black hole, you know.
Well, it's the breast part, I think, that's getting to you, but that's just.
Well, there's no actual sucking going on, but I've realized now I'm getting, like, brought into this madness, too, now.
Only in your fantasies, possibly.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing that's ever going to happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what's... I don't understand. Explain.
If someone calls, just make up a story that she's not here, or, you know, Miles, go out and, you know, to Desiree's car and give her a battery jump. And
yeah.
Now, here's the latest.
Oh,
now,
I'd like to jump. Yeah, I'd like to jump something. I'll be jumping something here, honey.
Here's the latest thing, right? The other night, I'm going out. I'm going to get something to eat.
For yourself?
My wife's on the phone.
For yourself?
Yeah, well,
for everybody.
For everybody. Come on now.
I'm just asking.
And my wife's on the phone, and she's like, oh, could you stop by that certain gas station over there by the grocery store?
Okay.
I go...
Why?
And it's a place I don't usually go to because I don't go to it. I don't know why. But she goes, Desiree did an accidental drive-off of gasoline.
Okay.
Like she forgot to pay for her gas.
Yeah.
And we have to go pay her bill.
Okay.
For her.
Why couldn't she go pay it?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, why couldn't she go pay it? You know, once again, I'm sucked into this whole... codependent friendship, weird friendship.
How do you accidentally drive off without paying for gas?
Okay, here's the story. Just real quick, she goes to get gas, right?
Okay.
She goes into the place, takes a dump. Then she buys herself a few things to eat and drink.
Yeah.
Right? And the clerk rings it up, but only rings up the food items.
Right. Okay.
For whatever reason. And not looking at the receipt, Desiree takes off.
Right.
So she goes home. She lives about half an hour away from the gas station. She goes home.
Uh-huh.
You know, later that night, the police are at her door saying, hey, you're involved in a crime.
Okay.
Right? So call the gas station. So now,
yeah, pooping in a gas station, that's a crime if you ask me.
I guess. She wants to burn a mule in there or something. I don't know. No, but... So, like, the next day, she's too busy to go in there, supposedly too busy to go in there and pay it herself.
Okay.
And she calls up the place, and she's like, well, can I just put it on a credit card? And they're like, no, you have to come in person and do it.
With cash.
Well, I couldn't do a credit card over the phone.
Right, okay.
That's where I start getting sucked into this whole weird thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I don't want to cause problems at home, but I know it's going to cause problems at home, so I agree to do this. I don't know why.
What'd you say you right? go do it? Why don't you tell your wife you go do it? You're a friend. You go do it.
Well, I got to live here, you know what I'm saying? I got to, yeah.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
I go there. There's a bunch of, like, bitchy 20-year-old women that work there.
Yeah.
You know?
Just the type of woman you like.
Talking about that age range that just really cocky.
You know that woman Desiree came in here and dropped the deuce and then didn't pay for her gas? And you know what else?
Flusher. What?
She didn't flush.
Oh, my God. It was a two-flusher.
It was two-flush? No, she didn't flush.
Oh, my God. If I had to go in there like someone's sugar daddy, you know, and had to clear this up, I felt like someone's pimp, you know, had to come in there.
Hello,
like,
ladies. Let me take care of this gasoline bill here.
Yeah, I had to whip up plastic, you know.
Oh, and can I buy you all a cupcake or two, or would you like a donut?
Ooh, what died in here, man?
Possibly a pizza.
Yeah.
Judging from you ladies, I should probably buy you a few packs of Marlboros and possibly a pack of condoms and a broomstick.
No shit. Yeah, I just, you know, I could sense attitude when I got in there, because there's like,
well, I don't know.
There's two clerks, and then they like both got some serious attitude. I could just sense it. Like,
they didn't like the whole thing, or what?
I don't know what the problem was, but one of them had a couple like friends that were standing by me, and they were kind of just talking about some bullshit. And they were like right in front of the freaking credit card machine, and I'm like, and they were kind of, you know, actually kind of cute and good looking, but I'm like, excuse me, can I get through here? Excuse me, please.
Squeeze me.
Yeah, they're like, ooh. Yeah.
That's nice.
Like Louis Anderson guy just said, squeeze me. No, but I had to pay for the freaking gas, man.
That's bizarre.
I know.
I think that's a little much, really. I mean.
Yeah, isn't that a little bit above and beyond?
I think so. I don't think I think I would say, well, get your ass down there and pay for the gas.
I mean, if I lived by you, you know, and you said, hey, Miles, I forgot to pay for my gas, would you go pay for it?
Yeah, no, I don't think you.
It wouldn't happen. I'd be like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no kidding. You'd be like, huh, what? I'm.
See, what I'm not.
You'd say, what's in it for me?
What's what?
You'd say, what's in it for me?
Yeah, what's in it for me?
Can I go fill up on your dime then, too, and then maybe get a few magazines off the rack or what?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's the whole thing. I've realized I've been sucked into this whole conspiracy thing.
That's a little bit odd, I would say, yes. I will agree with you there.
So now I've got to, you know, deal with it. And now it's my problem.
So did you get a little extra something on Valentine's Day for all this trouble?
Oh, well. No, it's like having two high maintenance wives now.
Well, without any of the benefits.
Without the perks. Yeah, without the perks, believe me. Without the perks, believe me. Believe me.
That's a little much.
Like I'm a challenged polygamist or something. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just like a frustrated polygamist or something here.
You're like going back to the church and saying, you know, I go to two wives now. Where is the sex?
Yeah, I know.
I thought I was gonna get double the sex.
I know.
Where is it?
I'd be a polygamist and like they'd be like, no.
Well, we didn't actually promise. We just promised the two wives. We didn't promise anything beyond that, really.
We didn't say she was gonna put out like a Coke machine or something.
That's right. Put out like a Coke machine. Nice. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, isn't that the phrase that you use all the time? Like, hey, look at Miles, that girl there.
No, I don't think I've ever even said that ever.
No.
I don't think I've ever said that.
Not a funny story, but a true story.
So what are you going to do to deal with this then?
What?
What are you going to do to deal with this?
I don't.
Situation?
You know, I think I'm out. I'm out. Okay? Dead battery. I'm out. You know, you didn't pay for your gas, too bad. You go to jail, because I'm done.
I would say just get some more underwear to give away. That's just my idea. But
I don't know. There's better be some damn payback pretty soon, because the favorite trail is coming to an end, man. It better be the favorite trail.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what.
There's another one of those Freudian things like your best friend, so.
Yeah, your best friend.
I think this is what the name of the show is going to be, Miles' Breast Friend.
Let me tell you about my breast friend.
There you go. Yeah, really. Courtship of Eddie's what?
Penis.
Nice.